You have tuned into your Feel Good Station. My name is Molly, flying solo this week while Damon takes a bit of leave. But I am joined by the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. In case you missed it earlier, we were talking about Google Photos. But what is Google Photos?
Google Photos has offered free unlimited storage for 5 years now. That is going to change on June the 1st this year. Google Photos will start charging for storage once more than 15 gig on the account has been used. 15 gig, we've got to say, is a lot. Mm. Now, believe it or not, Molly, more than 4 trillion photos are stored in Google Photos, and every week, 28 billion new photos and videos are uploaded. Aren't they phenomenal figures?
That is a lot of photos.
It's a lot of photos. It really is. So all your photos that you upload before June the 1st will not count against that 15 gig cap. It's still going to be free. That's a really good thing that Google are doing. It's only your photos after June the 1st that will start to count against that cap.
I feel like I need to do this.
I think it's a really good idea. Google does offer more storage than others with the 15 gig against Apple's 5 gig. But it also tells you that 80% of Google Photo users won't hit that 15 gig cap for at least 3 years. And I've got to say, storage on Google, very cheap, 100 gig, $24
Jeez.
A year. Why wouldn't you pay it?
Yeah, look, you're converting me, but we'll see. Maybe I need a week to think about it, Richard.
Maybe you need to talk to me. But, you know, it's a good way for people to say, you know what, I need that other backup. Far better go along and do that and back them all up.
Now we're going to slide into my favourite part of this segment.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Oh, Richard, hit us with the latest instalment.
It's getting colder out there, isn't it, Molly?
Yes.
It is. But here's something we do not need. USB electric pants that heat.
Maybe we do need that. I'm actually interested. Please go on.
So they're made of spandex and cotton blend. They're folded over fabric tightly since they say they're ultra-comfortable and soft to give you that stylish, timeless experience. Yeah, with the USB port stuck on the side. they say they're trousers with a stylish look. You know, all of these are written by people with very poor English. Designed with the latest carbon fibre and high-quality TPU heating sheet. 10 pieces of heating pads, design enhanced heating function. It's a 5-volt safe voltage, which you actually plug in. It says once it is overheat, it would stop until heat returned to the standard temperature. So I really need to wire up my pants to something to put heat through them. That's the question we've got to ask. It says let you feel comfortable and warm, help to promote blood circulation. Probably burst into flames as well. Enhance your metabolism, reduce muscle stiffness, activating blood. No, and keeping warm for your body. No. These trousers can be paired with... And they even give you fashion experience. These trousers can be paired with a stylish jacket, sweater, sweatshirt, or a heated vest. Heated vest, heated pants. We don't need this as well. They say... It's suitable for outdoor activities, hunting.
What?
Shouldn't be hunting people. Skiing, fishing, motorcycle. I'm not wearing them on my bike. Bicycles, probably better than spandex. You know, that terrible stuff that you see cyclists wear.
Yeah.
Camping mount, no to all this. A perfect present at the end for your elders, lover or friends.
Why lover.
Are you putting these? Your lover, my God, USB electric pants, that's why they're the crap tech of the week. Buy them for your lover.
Jeez, I don't even know what to say after all that. That's a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in.
You might have outdone yourself today, Richard.
I try for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We will catch up again, same time, same place next week.